Arkusz piąty. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie tekst. W zadaniach od 1.1 do 1.4 na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą. Zakreśl jedną z liter A, B albo C.
Mary has been my best friend since we were children. She lived next to me for 10 years. We spent a lot of time together playing outside. Sometimes I stayed over at her house for the night. We watched cartoons and went to sleep very late. When she was 11, her parents decided to move house. It wasn't far from me, but we couldn't spend so much time together anymore. Fortunately, Mary went to the same school as me. One day she met a boy. He was 1 year older. He wasn't very handsome, but intelligent and funny. They started going out. She didn't have as much time for me, but at that time I had a lot to study, and it seemed okay. When she was 16, she got pregnant. She got married, he went to work in university, and they lived with her parents. It was a tough time for her. A little kid, parents, and a new husband. We didn't meet very often. There was nothing I could do for her. When we met many years later, she had 2 daughters and I had a son. They met at school and Mary called me at once, and I was glad to hear from her. Now our families meet every weekend.
Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę. W zadaniach od 2.1 do 2.3 na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą. Zakreśl literę A, B albo C.
Good morning, Mr. Johns. What's wrong?
Good morning, doctor. I don't feel well.
What are the symptoms?
I have a terrible headache and a stomach ache. Yesterday, I had a fever and dizziness.
How long have you been feeling like this?
I think 2 or 3 days, but at the beginning I was vomiting and had a rash.
Do you know anyone with similar symptoms?
I'm not sure. Last week I was at a park and I saw my friend. He looked pale and weak.
I should run some tests and later on I may be able to give you some medicine. Now take off your sweater, please. I will examine you.
Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie historię. Na podstawie informacji zawartych w nagraniu uzupełnij luki od 3.1 do 3.4 w poniższej notatce. Luki należy uzupełnić w języku angielskim.
My parents bought a new house in a village. The landscape is beautiful. Just trees, animals and a lake. The house isn't big. Just a bungalow with 1 bedroom, a living room, a big kitchen, and a small study. The cottage was already furnished, so they only took stuff like cutlery, towels, toiletries, and clothes, of course. The kitchen is fully fitted. My mum bought the rest of the things in a nearby shop. They are very happy to have this house. My dad likes eating breakfast on the terrace in the sun. My mum is keen on running in the forest and cycling as well. Heating is the biggest problem. Sometimes, when the evenings are cool, they have to make a fire in the fireplace. But it is not enough to heat the whole house. It's always cold in the bathroom. They have to heat it, and that's the reason for their high electricity bills. Nevertheless, they are happy to live in the countryside. They hated their small apartment on the 5th floor.